The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We took a road trip yesterday, and we're here to tell you about the highs and the lows of said trip. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Friday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so the high was definitely when we pulled over to get breakfast, and Anthony chose a beer.
Ooh, yes.
The low.
You're just going to out him like that, huh?
Why not? You're just not outing him.
Yeah, it's just one beer. I'm not alcoholic.
People have beers for breakfast all the time.
I've done a lot of road trips this year, and it was cool to be on a road trip where I wasn't driving.
I couldn't have a beer because I was driving.
Yeah.
I was a little jealous, I'm not going to lie. Chewy's taking a nap. Anthony's...
Producer Chewy napping. Anthony A. sipping. I'm just telling Automatic how to drive. And Otto's like, God, I can't believe I chose to get behind the wheel.
Just to be clear, Anthony wasn't sipping in the car.
No.
We were pulling over on the side of the road just for that.
And also, another high was that there was only two or three tiffs between Dana Cortez and DJ Automatic.
Was it a tiff? Or was it just her trying to tell me that my driving sucks?
You guys have a marriage couple of pace when it comes to communication.
That's true. But Anthony A., I saw you jump a couple of times. What happened in the car?
You yelled, fool.
It was not me yelling.
Was I driving bad? No.
No, it was pretty good.
Pretty good. He's trying to be on your side.
If you get within 100 feet of a car, Dana freaks out.
No,
she's like a real life meme where she's like, oh my God, you're going to kill us
Otto
all.
Otto has this thing where he looks around to see nothing. We're literally in the desert. There's nothing but cacti in dirt, and he's looking around, and there's a car in front of us almost at a complete stop, and you had to slam your brakes. Don't tell a fib.
Oh, man,
this is not
the drive
who's
again.
Lying.
No, it was a good drive. It was good team bonding.
It was cool. So much fun.
And it was good.
I know one thing for sure after this trip. Chewy, our producer, he's a napper.
Oh my God, dude. I thought
the best of them.
First time I ever saw him take a nap and I was like, man, this guy can sleep was when Anthony A. was performing at a comedy club.
Oh, yeah.
Producer Chewy propped up his legs in the back of the club and went to sleep.
And yes, that sounds as rude as it was.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Selfie Day.
Hey. I don't take selfies.
I think selfies are a little passe at this point.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm not above a good selfie.
I mean, you don't see people posting up 24/7 like they used to.
I'm doing more like an outfit of the day kind of look. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. All right. We also got International Yoga Day, which... I am now a week 3 yogi, so shout out to all my yogis out there.
Leave it to the U.S. to take somebody's religion and turn it into exercise.
Oh, all Anthony's right. trying to celebrate his yoginess.
Damn.
You going to tell him to stop driving fast, too?
She said, namaste, dog. It's also the anniversary of the vinyl LP.
Hey.
So shout out
to the records.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
No, can we not do that? There's always that person that lets their dog jump up on you and you're looking at them in the most annoying way and they're like, oh my dog, I can't stand the dog that jumps on me and puts fur all over
me. Somebody's thinking right now, I can't stand Dana and all her bitching.
No!
Whoa! It's been a week, everybody.
Don't bring your dog to work, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Breaking down Ariana and Johnny's down in the DM. All right, so when she hit me up, the first thing that caught my attention, number one, Johnny lives with her, doesn't pay any bills.
Mm. Oh.
Number two, he's on Twitch playing games all the time. Number three, her mama heard him up to something that didn't sound right.
My mom told me she heard him having some kind of phone sex in the middle of the night.
So, of course, I had to ask Ariana, did you confront Johnny? Did you say anything to him about what your mom's told you?
Well, I asked him why on earth my mom would lie to me about something like that.
What did he say?
That she hates him and that she's crazy and that she just wants him out of the house.
So she goes on to tell me that her man Johnny is actually talking to some girl on Twitch named Leah. I guess gaming, you know, you got all these fun names and whatnot. And so now she's suspicious because, of course, her mother said, I heard him doing something wrong. My whole thing is that why do you have these two people live in your house that aren't contributing?
That's
terribly?
The bigger question, right? That there's these three lives. Only one person is keeping her weight up in this whole thing.
Thank you.
And like now it's now you get underneath that and it's like the mom really doesn't know much about gaming and streaming.
No.
So she probably thinks it's some late night phone calls or something.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, because I mean, I listen to my, you know, my family, my daughter be online, and she starts screaming in the middle of the night when she's playing her games, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I just destroyed blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, that's not even real. So anyway, I ended up calling Johnny, and I'm pretending to be the Twitch lady, Leah. And this is what happened. Did it go down?
It's me, really.
What?
So
then
I just
who are you talking to me, John? Who was it? If it wasn't Leah, who was it?
Pause for just a minute.
Ariana? Oh, come on.
Hold on, let me.
I should have known you were behind this childish bullshit.
Child bitch?
This is ridiculous.
No, the question is, what are you doing?
Is this because of the stuff your mom keeps saying? I mean, you, please, get over it. It's not true.
At the end of the down of the DM, it didn't go down, and we all came to the conclusion Ariana's mom hates Johnny, and Johnny hates Ariana's mom.
What a fun situation for Ariana.
Oh, my gosh. The thing that I advised her, and I don't know how you feel, Automatic or Anthony A., is I said, you have two grown adults living in your house that you're caring for. You need to get them out. Mm-hmm. Both. I know you love your mom, you love her, and that's fine. And maybe mom is a little different. You got to help her get through whatever it is she's going through. But that man.
But Johnny needs to contribute. He doesn't need to be on video games all night.
That's all he does. Play Twitch.
Yeah, like there's nothing wrong with gaming. Ain't nothing wrong with
no, there's nothing wrong with it.
Gaming. But dog, if all of your gaming systems are set up in her house, in her room, then there's a problem there.
You better get your money right.
Yep.
Why are some people not embarrassed of that? I know a lot of guys that couch surf. We call them homosexuals. We've discussed the homosexual before. Homosexual is someone who surfs from couch to couch looking for another woman to keep
support
a roof
their gaming
over
habits.
His head. There you go. Why is there no shame in that?
Oh, because it's comfort and it's easy and you know you can do it.
And some people just think of it as a finesse. It's just a way to an easy way to get through life.
Ladies, if your man is taking you to work and dropping you off in your car to go back and sit in an air-conditioned apartment or house that you pay for, you ain't got a winner. You got played and he is not a man.
There's some woman who's driving to work right now with her man that is being dropped off, and she's going to turn to her man and look at him right now.
Bye, Felicia.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West and his wife Bianca making news because of the lack of clothing she's wearing. Ladies, how does your man feel about you dressing provocatively? Let's have this discussion and more. Time for the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays first.
All right, we have Chris Pratt celebrating his birthday. Aww. And Lana Del Rey also celebrating a birthday.
All right, so we're going to talk about Travis Scott first. He was arrested in Miami for disorderly conduct, public intoxication, and when cops asked him, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm in Miami.
Let's go. Just raging. That's what Travis does. I'm glad to see that he's back to being who he is.
It'd have been good if he had said, I'm the highest in the room.
That would have been so good.
Like, no, that's Justin Timberlake.
No.
Justin Timberlake has nothing on Travis, okay?
What's going on with these people?
I guess they both got arrested, but he got the disorderly conduct charge.
Oh, yeah.
You got to work for that one.
I
know from experience.
That the Justin Timberlake video will not be released.
Why not?
Because according to New York lawmakers, they don't have to release it because he's a public person and it may jeopardize the case, which means Justin Timberlake paid a whole lot of money to keep that video secret.
Bye, bye, bye.
All right, now let's move on talking about Kanye West and his wife, Bianca. They were at Paris Fashion Week. They're making headlines. People are talking about her attire and his. Let's talk about Kanye West real quick. He's wearing all white, head to toe, covering his face. So he went from all black to all white. And then his wife is wearing a nude bodysuit, pantyhose on top of her heels. I was going to say this. It looked like she's wearing Skims.
Hey.
I swear that outfit looked just like a Kim Kardashian Skims.
The only outfit I saw was the suspender outfit.
What suspender?
She just had suspenders over her boobs. That was it.
Nah. I need to see that outfit. That is not what I saw her wearing.
I was
going to
say, I mean, she's got it.
She's so gorgeous.
I know women cringe at it, but from a man's perspective, Kanye's ability to replace Kim K with another Kim K is... I'm back on the hype train of Kanye. You're the god, bro. I appreciate you.
Go check the outfit at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Ladies, does your man have a problem with you dressing provocatively? Let's continue the convo online.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, free food coming from McDonald's this Friday. Turn your radio up. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Friday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, how about an inspirational hashtag to begin today? This 105-year-old woman by the name of Virginia Ginny Hillsop finally received her master's degree in education from Stanford more than 80 years after she started her academic journey.
Wow.
She quit because her then boyfriend was drafted to go to the war, World War II. And she dedicated her life to being a wife and a mother. She decided, I want to go back. Here she is talking about how she feels about receiving that degree 80 years later.
False modesty has never been one of my problems. I felt I deserved it, and I was delighted to get it.
Look at Jenny. She's doing her thing. She believes amazing. In herself. That's the thing, though. If you don't believe in yourself, why shouldn't anybody else?
I mean, I could barely pass college in my 20s.
Oh, my gosh. 105.
After like 85 years old, if you go back to school, you should be able to get whatever kind of degree you want,
just, dog. You get a degree. You get a degree. Everybody gets a degree.
I hope they didn't make her walk across the stage. That'd be
they
rude.
They did. Oh. There's video. What? Let me tell you, she's moving a lot faster than some of the people out there. At Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Go check it out. DJ Automatic Food News.
Beginning today, if you order anything over $1 on the McDonald's app, you get free fries.
Then no catch, just the dollar?
So it's free fries Friday. You get a large fry order only off the app for $1.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull up for a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Well, you don't have to pull up. You got to order through the app.
Fries. That's what I'm still going to pull up. I'm order on the app. This Diet Dr. Pepper, get my free French fries.
It's all for $1, but in exchange, you're giving up data information.
Like, literally your life story, because your phone knows everything about you. Are those fries that good?
Next time you get in your car, it's just going to pop up with the address to McDonald's.
Are the fries that good? Yeah. And they're free. They taste even better.
They're amazing. Here's my social security card.
What other place has better fries?
Oh, man. I am a Chick-fil-A waffle fry kind of
person. That's not a fry. That's a waffle.
Hey, ask me what I want, dog. It's a fry to me, bro.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go with Burger King.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They do have a little crisper over it.
I like them.
We're having a fried debate right now on Friday. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go kick it off with National Selfie Day. Word to Paris Hilton, the social media queen, if you ask me. It is also National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
That's controversial.
We did it one time, and then people were mad at us because of all the fluff.
We have huskies. Remember that time we took pictures with our dogs?
Happened one time, and they're like, don't bring those dogs back here.
Yeah, it's also International Yoga, so find your center and calm yourself.
Are you doing yoga now?
Yes, I've been going to yoga at least three times a week for the past 3 weeks, and it's helping me out. So,
do you feel more calm?
Yes, dude. I actually feel more calm.
Are you a yogi now?
I wouldn't say I'm a yogi, but I will say my Twisted Eagle is getting a little bit better. All right. And 76 years ago today, Columbia Records released the first vinyl record. So today is the anniversary of the vinyl record.
Dope.
What's the deal with the resurgence and the popularity of vinyl? Vinyl, for the first time since 1986, is selling more than CDs.
I think it's because it's something you can hold, something you can read, and it sounds so good.
That like, little...
Yeah, the there's nothing that sounds better than vinyl.
Damn, it's a good relic, too. It's a good piece of, like, content.
Nostalgia?
Yes, exactly. It's a good
Automatic, you've been into, you know, obviously you have a room full of records.
Yeah, I have thousands of records.
But lately, I mean, you got to admit, I've been to the party.
Since we moved into the new house, I've been buying new records to display. Dana's been buying new records. My daughter's been buying me new records. And they're records that I didn't have. So I'm happy. Like, my daughter just bought me Tribe Called Quest, People's Instinctive Travels, and The Paths of Rhythm.
Okay, now you're getting too DJ on us.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so we are in the middle of travel right now, doing the show on location from the Cheech Marin Museum of Chicano Art. Shout out Cheech Marin for having us here. But I was talking to DJ Automatic, my husband, and Anthony, our best friend here, about road trips. And I'll be honest with you, if it wasn't what we were doing today, I'm not into road trips.
Oh,
it's
road
long.
Trips, we've had so much fun.
After learning that about you, I mentioned you dislike road trips. It makes me even more proud of you as a friend because you were a good vibe on a road trip.
Thank you, Anthony.
And for me, if I'm taking a road trip with the homies, it's all about the vibe.
It's all about the music.
It's all about the energy. You know what? The music for me is secondary, bro.
It's about the conversation.
It's about the conversation. As long as everyone's happy where we're going.
It's about me not arguing with DJ Automatic. That's what you're trying to say, Anthony. Well, you're proud of me for not starting an argument with my husband.
Because you guys are my friends and you guys are also married homies. So I know that married homies can fight and then go back to having a fun time.
Within like 30 seconds.
So I'm numb to that for now. But like, I've been on a road trip sometimes with like some of my ex-girlfriends and they just ruin it with the vibe. I gotta stop. Just overall the vibe. So as long as everyone's excited to be in the car,
they constantly want to pull over and do this.
Are we there yet, vibe?
Yeah. I took the best road trip with my brother Matt and my friend George. We drove all the way from Santa Fe, New Mexico to New York City.
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you about the vibes on that one.
Hell yeah, dude.
They were three dudes on a cross-country trip.
That's what I'm talking about.
There was not a lot of showering going on, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I love the vibes with the homies too, but then like on those cross-country runs, have you ever driven by yourself, dog? I feel like I'm in my own little melodramatic action movie, dude.
Like, you don't get scared to like have a flat tire or something, Anthony?
One time, I did get scared when I thought cartel members were driving by me.
Oh my gosh.
And that freaked me out a little bit.
Thought they were going to kidnap you?
Yes.
Why did they want you?
I don't know. My mind was wondering, dude.
Nobody
my mind
got
was
money
wondering,
to pay
dog.
For you in return.
Yeah, nobody's going to pay for me, dude.
Nope.
You know what? That's why I'm like road trip. You know what? I'm going to take a trip to the airport and catch flights. That's what I'm doing.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.